wherever you are right now, thank you so much for being here. It means the world to me to invite you to retreat to peace. We know that these are some volatile times, and we know that the future is uncertain. And this is why the signature talk about psychological trauma is so important today. And by the end of this episode, you'll have some kind of knowledge that you may not have had before of ways that can help you. So let me close the door and let's jump right in. So today I want to talk about what psychological trauma really means and where it all started. So a couple of months ago, we were all in a state of uncertainty in the sense that we had a global pandemic hit the entire world, and everyone's world changed, literally and figuratively. We literally overnight went from having time with our friends and family, having the ability to go to restaurants and dine, or go to a grocery store without wearing a mask or have to social distance or be fearful of the items we were trying to purchase to take care of our families, to a place where things were not readily available to us. And that could also include jobs for some of the people. A lot of people. Psychological trauma, the definition of trauma, is when we have anything that is psychological that triggers an emotional response to an event or an experience that's deeply distressing or disturbing. And when we look at the symptoms or the way one can feel with psychological trauma, it's associated with shock, denial, disbelief, confusion, difficulty in concentration, feeling angry, feeling irritable, having mood swings, anxiety, withdrawing from others, feeling sad or hopeless, feeling disconnected or numb. Some people may even have shame. When we look at trauma as a whole, anyone who's experienced trauma understands that the body will remember trauma. The body will remember what that felt like during those moments in time. It is important that you get this information of trauma out of your body so that it doesn't remain stored. And we'll talk about some ways you can do that. But first, I have a question. Are you feeling confused, shock, fear, avoidance, flight, frustration, irritation, anxiety, feeling overwhelmed, feeling hostile, feeling helpless? Are you struggling to find meaning? Are you struggling reaching out to others or telling your story? Or are you in a place where you have a plan and you're moving on? Everything I just described are the five stages of grief. Grief comes in a form of denial, where we feel the avoidance, confusion, the shock, the fear, or maybe the anger, the stage of anger where you're feeling frustration, irritation, anxiety. The depression stage is where you feel overwhelmed or helplessness, hostility. The bargaining stage is where you're trying to reach out to others, trying to tell your story, struggling to find meaning. And finally, the acceptance stage is where you put a plan in place and you start moving on. The stages of grief, everyone experiences differently for different periods of time. For some, it may be months. For others, it may take years. So as we look at psychological trauma and the stages of grief, and we look at the world and what the world is experiencing, everyone is experiencing trauma or grief. I bring this to your awareness as it's important to remember in our relationships with the people that we surround ourselves with, or even the people we don't know. The elevated emotion of anger or fear or depression or any of these things are purely on an organic level of trauma. So what can you do? One of the things that you can do is just simply acknowledge that you feel scared, or you feel angry, or you're feeling deflated, or whatever word you put on it, and know that it's okay. Know that it's okay to be in the space that you are. A lot of healing work comes with mindfulness. You hear all the time about people who use meditation and yoga and mindfulness to help their bodies heal. That is all wonderful, but you need more than that. You need to create balance. You need to create a balance of mindfulness, but also with boundaries that will allow you to make decisions on how much information is too much and how much you can take in given where you are. As the news on an ongoing basis is dark, it is important to create balance and decide how much information you're able to take in. When we were small children, we'd go outside and we would sing and dance with the birds and with each other, and we would find harmony with other people. When we watch videos of people singing, the reason it's so powerful and at times will even bring you to your knees and to tears is because our brain, the nature of our brain is to bring us to sound, to bring us to movements with other people as we did when we were children. Find your song. Find the song that is going to remind you of happier times. Bring yourself up from the despair out into your light. Be in the here and now. Don't get tangled up in the what ifs. Be present. Look at what you have gained or what the world has gained instead of what you have lost or what the world has lost. When we release old things, we are making room for new. That may be new ideas, new habits, new opportunities, a new life. Make peace with the fact that what used to be is in our past, and we are today living in the now, in this space. Switch your lens to look at what is your gain or what the world has gained. Look for ways that you can use this time to make your life, the people around you, the world. How can you impact for better? If you need to release depression or anxiety, nature is a natural healing tool. Get out into the sunshine. Get out into the woods. Go for a walk. Breathe in the fresh air. Nature is a natural healing tool. The simple movement of walking and breathing in fresh air is going to help your body release the toxins that you're storing inside of your body. Embrace where you are today. We will not be in this space forever. We will be in this space however long it takes. But as long as you're moving through it, as long as you're moving through it day by day, living in the light, living in gratitude, you will get to the other side with a whole greater impact of peace. So live with peace in your heart, knowing that there are better days ahead. And be gentle with yourself, and be gentle with mankind, and be in the resolve of things will get better. That's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Catherine Daniels reminding you to live your life with gratitude and peace. And as always, retreat to peace. I will see you next time.